Facebook headed to the Hill today to defend Libra, the new cryptocurrency it hopes to launch next year. But so far, Facebook has hit a wall of bipartisan resistance. President Trump, Fed Chair Jerome Powell, Democratic Representative Maxine Waters, and others have all raised red flags. Let's bring in Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Hi, Ali.
Hello, Robin.
And let's listen first. Facebook executive David Marcus testified before the Senate Committee on Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs this morning. Here he is making his case for Libra.
Imagine a daughter who wants to send money home to her mom in another country. Of the $200 she sends, $14 on average will be lost because of fees. But it doesn't have to be that way.
Okay, so refresh us. You know, how does normal money transfer work? How would Libra theoretically solve this?
So what a lot of people who have bank accounts and use things like PayPal or Venmo don't understand is that, A, there's a large population in the United States that is unbanked. They don't have a bank account. And if you don't have a bank account or a credit card, you can't link those payment systems to anything. And there are a lot of countries in the world where credit cards can't be used for transfers overseas or for making purchases, places like Russia or Nigeria where or Iran. So there is an audience for this, and Facebook has probably better tentacles into, you know, people in these countries than anyone else. So on one hand, there's a need for it. And then there is some sense that cryptocurrencies do a lot. They're efficient, they're low cost, they're easy ways to transact. There are concerns on the other side, though, that it is an unregulated industry to start with. Facebook is an unregulated thing, and we have been facing lots of problems with fake news and data usage with Facebook. So if you're going to start an unregulated cryptocurrency, there are politicians and critics who are saying maybe Facebook hasn't got the track record to be the group to start this.
Right. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said yesterday it could be misused by, you know, terrorist financiers. Others are worried, as you said, about the loss of data because Facebook has done that before. But just can you explain to me, I mean, if other systems charge fees to transfer money and people are unbanked, they're not in those systems, would Libra not charge a fee? I mean, what is Facebook making money?
So they call it low to no cost, right? The point with Facebook is sort of like Apple. Get as many people into your ecosystem as possible. So Facebook makes money because they have people's data. If they get that much more data about what people are buying and where they're transferring money, they sell that to advertisers. So Facebook makes money coming and going. The reason you can lower fees is because in a normal world where, as the Treasury Secretary says, you're monitoring transactions to see whether they're going to people on restricted lists or for terrorists or drugs or things like that, that takes human intervention. Cryptocurrencies don't use human intervention.
Right.
They use algorithms and servers and computers. That's why they can move money at lower costs at no fee.
Right.
So the concern about it being used for nefarious purposes is real. That's not just about Libra. That's about any cryptocurrency.
Well, and just about, you know, privacy breaches, which Facebook has had. Here's Senator Sherrod Brown, the Democrat from Ohio, in exchange with Facebook's David Marcus.
Do you trust this enough to make your compensation paid fully in your currency?
Senator, I would, because it is backed one for one with a reserve.
You could have said yes at the beginning of the question then.
Okay, so a little tension there. What do you think is going to happen here? Because people are saying they're going to pass something to block this.
I think as we go on in time, we will see cryptocurrencies. And once we have figured out how to regulate them, we'll probably have less concern about Facebook. I'm not sure Facebook is going to get this thing up and running in a year because of the pushback it faces.
Okay. Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor, economics correspondent, will follow the story of Libra. Thank you.
Bye.